And thank you for the text messages on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. One person said, going to work makes me wish this was our normal traffic. Ain't that the truth? I wish, too. I remember when I would work late nights or early mornings, there would be zero traffic, and it was fantastic. There was no one to yell at. It was just dark, and you had to watch out for deer. We have a lot of deer where I live, so you don't want to hit one of those. Don't want to hit a skunk. Please don't hit something smelly. But there's always sometimes little critters, so you keep an eye out for that. Otherwise, no traffic, no one to yell at, no one to cut you off, no one to go slower than the speed limit. That is what I'm talking about. So I 100% understand with what you're coming at there. By the way, joining us here in about 10 minutes or so, Lance Thrillkill is an affordable housing expert. You ever seen people 3D print homes? It's quite fascinating. I look forward to talking to him about that. But as we're finding, the buying power is down and home ownership, the dream of it, is out of reach for so many different people. And if you're just now looking to buy your first home, you realize it is a lot harder to get it. So we'll talk to Lance Thrillkill coming up in about 10 minutes. So the White House is defending Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And there's a lot of CDC problems right now, according to liberals that are saying that the place is burning down. I mentioned this earlier because the pendulum continues to swing. In 2020, when you had someone that said, yeah, you're pushing out these shots. You don't really know if they're effective or not. You don't know if they're safe. You just assume that they are. You tell us that it's the better of the two evils, meaning one evil, you're going to die from COVID, or two, you'll get the shot and you'll be perfectly safe. That was the choice that they presented to you. And they said if you did not believe the CDC and the information that was coming out from the CDC, then you were anti-science and you just wanted people to die, particularly elderly and children. You wanted to see them all die. And that was what they labeled you during that time, in a moron. And, you know, they had all these different words that would go along with it. So fast forward now to 2025, and you have Robert F. Kennedy Jr., where his main push is get this toxic garbage out of the food. We have unnecessary dyes and other additives that serve no nutritional purpose. If we can just start there and get rid of some of this junk, then we can start to see some long-term ramifications. Also looking at things like vaccinations and looking at the COVID shot and retroactively saying, well, maybe we didn't think this through all the way when it came to COVID and some of these other major medical decisions that were being forced upon so many different people. As in, if you don't do it, then you are going to be ostracized and pushed away and outside of society, and you may lose your job. You might not be able to travel. You might you think of all the things that they were threatening to take away from you if you didn't get it. So he takes this stance, this medical stance, as the head of the CDC and part of the cabinet member of Trump's White House. And part of being a leader in that position is making decisions based on what you think is best. So he comes in, and the liberals say, we can't trust the CDC. You shouldn't trust the CDC. Don't listen to the CDC. So the same people that said you had to treat the CDC like it was the Bible and infallible, and if you didn't listen to them, you were the problem, and all these same people that were yelling and screaming that just 5 years ago today are taking the exact opposite stance based on the person that is the lead of the department. And let's just soak that in for a second, the irony and the hypocrisy of it all. Now they're trying to lecture us about, oh, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., it's so chaotic. They're using those terms. Everything's so chaotic. You can't trust them right now. I think that most, and people definitely listening here right now, should recognize just very quickly, one, like I mentioned, the hypocrisy. But number two, that's why you don't take your medical decisions from CNN and MSNBC pundits. It's very important. So let's look at it this way. This is Dr. Richard Besser on RFK Jr.'s vaccination stance and says, we're on a path to it being largely a parental choice. He says that as if it's a negative. Let's take a listen here.
One of the things that Secretary Kennedy said this week and touted progress that he's made, he said he ended the mandates. Why do you think mandates are important?
Well, you know, when I think about mandates, I think about children going to school. I think about young parents who are sending their children to school and want to know that their children are safe. And the way children are safe from vaccine-preventable diseases is by getting vaccinated themselves, but no vaccine is 100%. And so you count on the other children in that classroom being vaccinated. I think with this secretary, we are on a path to it being largely parental choice. And that is going to put at risk those people who, for whom the vaccine didn't work, and children who may have medical conditions where they can't get vaccinated. That is a major step backwards for public health.
And if there were, quickly, if you will, if there were another pandemic, you think there should be a mandate?
Well, it depends on the situation. You know, if it's a situation like we had with COVID early on where you have a new infectious agent, yeah, mandates can save millions of lives.
All right, so they're defaulting back to, we made no mistake during the 2020 COVID pandemic. We made zero mistakes in our recommendations. We would do it again if given the opportunity. That's my takeaway. And he says this is giving parental choice a push as if it's a bad thing. Isn't that something? I think the societal push that we went through was a very good test study for the government. What can they get away with? How hard will the government push back? I think they're going to study that. I think they're going to try to look at it from that standpoint. How can they better abuse you in the future? How can they manipulate you better in the future? Not how can they better serve you? How can they better protect you? How can we eliminate this without going through dangerous repercussions and hiding side effects? What I also find is interesting, and a lot of this is, well, politically motivated because it has to do with money. Have you noticed at the very onset of this, they said there is unlimited government resources. We are going to pay for this. We don't want anyone to be out of pocket for the inconvenience of what we're recommending to you. So we're going to pay for the shot. We're going to pay for hospitalizations. We're going to pay for funerals. We're going to pay for everything. Like they went down the line. And if you are off of work, we're going to pay for that too. We're going to make up for it all. And that was problematic because once that government funding started to go away, you realized that their recommendations started to change. It was if as almost that maybe their recommendations were led by where the funding would allow them to take it, meaning they wanted to be most profitable, not necessarily look out for your best interest in what was best for your health. They just realized this could have been a fantastic opportunity for a money grab. Maybe they over-recommended because of that. Maybe. Just saying. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Don't go anywhere on WORD.